Welcome, everyone. It's Sunday, October 16th, and this is the third episode of Geek and Plunder. I am Dee, and today I'm joined by... Why are you closing your eyes? I'm joined by Hilde.
How are you doing, Hilde? I don't want to look at you when you're doing...
What? You don't want to look at me? After all these years, that is finally the conclusion.
I don't want to look at you when you're doing the introduction, because it's weird.
You're calling me weird. Well, it was bound to happen
someday. I don't
know
if you... Where do you look at? Do you look at me?
No, I look at my tablet.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. I don't do this by heart. I mean, I have to kind of look at my tablet. Otherwise, I just start babbling. And
you always do. What's the difference?
What? Jesus Christ.
Don't cry.
Yeah. Well, what do you want? After all these years of a relationship, now suddenly all the toxic saltiness comes out. Yes. You've been playing Overwatch too. That's your problem.
Yes.
Okay. But this is the Geek and Plunder podcast, not the Only Weekly. So we need to talk about other stuff, not Overwatch stuff. Is that going to be okay? Are you going to manage?
Yeah.
Okay.
I wonder what we're going to talk about.
You know what we're going to talk about. I just told you, like in the living room.
I ask you.
Because you asked me.
I asked like...
What are you doing? What are you acting so... What is this? Fake news?
Fake news.
No,
yes.
No, we're going to talk about Star Wars today. Big surprise.
The shock.
Yeah, because this week I uploaded a video on Geek and Plunder on the YouTube channel, and just like an hour ago or something on TikTok, where I unboxed Lola.
Lola.
You're looking like Lola is the little drone from the Obi-Wan series, in case you are not familiar with Lola, but we're going to be talking about her later. But the idea is that this Lola, this little drone, which is animated, which is kind of cool. It really kind of moves and it makes a lot of noise. That's going to end up in your room. You're looking for it.
Yeah, I'm gonna talk to Lola all the time.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, Lola, how are you? Yeah. Yeah, Pikachu.
It's not Pikachu.
Yeah, Pikachu. Yeah. That's the other one. Yeah,
that was last week's episode or 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
But it's owned by Leia. I think Lola is going to have her own batteries removed. You're just going to walk into your office or your little studio and...
She's going to say hi?
No, she's going to have removed her own batteries. Like, I'm done talking to this woman.
Yeah, I'm always going to take one battery out so it won't like... use all the batteries.
Oh, Jesus. You just went... I'm trying to make a joke and you went all practical. I'm going to remove the battery because I do not want them to deplete.
That's a tip, guys. Like, if you have a device with batteries, you take one out because it depletes the batteries when you leave them in.
Maybe you should check out Hilda's podcast, Practical Tips.
Yeah.
From
practical
a dinosaur.
Tips, yeah. Also about cleaning.
Don't buy gloves because your hands are way smaller than you think. Because you're Tyrannosaurus Rex, you know, they have small hands.
Oh, yeah. And I have small arms, not small hands. My hands are okay. It's the arms that won't work.
Look, if you have small...
Like, I want to grab something.
No, come on. If you have small arms, you have small hands. I think that is just logic. I mean...
No, not necessarily.
What do you know that has big hands and small arms?
T-Rex has, like, a T-Rex.
T-Rex has small little hands. Have you seen them? They're like little...
Yeah, but there's like long claws. I also growing my claws.
Yeah, you have long nails.
Yeah,
kind
I clipped
scary.
Them yesterday. Yesterday.
Yeah, even the cats are looking at
yesterday,
you.
Yesterday,
like,
yesterday. Yeah, it's for the cats.
My troubles seem so far away. No, nobody. No.
Na, 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 na. I don't.
No, the lyrics.
The lyrics of yesterday. Suddenly.
But anyways, we're going to move forward, not backwards.
Okay.
We're going to talk about Star Wars. Now, we've talked about this in the first episode. I kind of forced you, see what I did there? Forced you to watch Star Wars.
Yeah, it was really weird. He was sticking his hand like out and he was like...
Yeah, force
doing the
your,
yeah.
Doing the
I was choking.
Whoa,
like,
whoa, please.
Yeah, but from a distance, it wasn't so I couldn't call the cops because it was from a distance. They say, like, is he really like wrapping his hands around your neck? I said no. He's standing from a distance, but he's using the force, and there's like, oh, ma'am, maybe you should go to the doctor.
I want to make sure that everybody knows I never...
That you use the force?
Wait. I used the force, like the hand movement, to kind of persuade you, like Obi-Wan does with the stormtroopers. This is not the droid you're looking for.
Oh.
That one.
That's why I'm looking for a droid all the time.
No, that's why you're not looking for a droid, because I told you this is not the droid you're looking for.
No, because I want a Loda.
You wanted Loda.
And BB-8.
Yeah, and BB-8. Yeah. BB-8 is thing right here.
BB-8 has been claimed.
But I forced you to watch Star Wars
years ago.
Yeah, that was years ago. That was like the first years into a relationship. That's when I started making demands.
And I already knew Star Wars, but like I already told in a previous podcast, I thought it was weird with puppets.
Yeah.
You know, they scare me.
But like all these years later, we've seen a lot more movies together, even in theaters. It's not like you've became the biggest Star Wars fan, but you definitely like enjoyed some of the movies that came afterwards on a voluntary basis. I did not have to force you to come with me.
Yeah, you did. You used the force.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, I still have like red strokes around my
She's just going to keep doing this for the whole episode.
No.
By the end
no.
of this episode, everybody's really going to think that I used like a force chip. yeah, and then the Disney Plus series came along. And I think you've been enjoying those a lot more than anything else in Star Wars.
The Mandalorian.
Yeah. What do you like about The Mandalorian?
Everything.
What is your favorite thing about The Mandalorian?
This is the way.
This is the way?
Yeah, I just like that line. It's just his suit. If I have to be honest, his suit and of course Grogu.
Yeah, Grogu is an easy choice.
Yeah.
But yeah, his suit looks kind of cool.
His suit is so cool and his demeanor and everything about him is so cool.
Mm-hmm.
And the way that he looks after Grogu and love between them, it's so...
He almost, like, he's a grumpy old man that kind of adopts this
he's
little...
He's not old.
Well, no, he has the demeanor of a grumpy old man.
Yeah.
I mean, we only get to see his face, like, what, in season 2, 3? We all know who the actor is that is underneath the helmet. But anyways, he kind of is this grumpy guy that is kind of always alone, has lost a lot of people that he has loved and known. And then he kind of adopts this little creature.
And he's kind of a mercenary, right?
He is a mercenary. He is a mercenary, yeah. For me, it was kind of The Mandalorian was interesting. Well, one of my favorite things about The Mandalorian is the... I can't think of his name now because I'm really bad with names, but he...
I know the one you mean, like I said what I said.
I have spoken.
Yeah,
I have spoken.
You like that guy.
Yeah, he was always... I don't think he said, I have spoken. Oh, why can't I think
yeah,
of...
Yeah, I think...
Yeah.
Every time he ended... I bought you a shirt with it. With the thing on it.
Yeah, I should have wore it.
I have spoken. I think that's the right one.
He kind of reminds me of... he's being played by... Oh, no, I can't think of the name of the actor. No, that's not the name of the actor.
Oh, okay, yeah. No. I was just putting spell on you.
Why are you what is this random thing you're doing now?
It's me.
Yeah, that's true.
It's me.
Why am I surprised that you're doing random
it's
shit?
It's me.
But apart from that guy, which I always kind of found he was so funny in a way. Yeah. Come on. Spoiler alert. Come on, don't do that.
Yeah, I already spoiled Baby Yoda. But
everybody knows about Baby Yoda.
If you haven't seen The Mandalorian by now, no, just no. No.
Yeah, but...
No.
No, there's still people that haven't seen all the episodes.
Okay, can you do the force thing without hurting anyone to look at The Mandalorian?
Why would I need to force people to watch The Mandalorian?
Because it's worth it. They're never gonna regret it. Oh, also, like all the environments and the music. Mm-hmm. Music is
really
good.
Yeah, and the environments are kind of special because they did it with a very experimental kind of type of well, it's not even a green key or anything. They just kind of used screens and used Unreal Engine, which is a gaming engine, an engine that we use at the day job to make games. And they basically rendered all of the world on these screens that were around the actors, which was an interesting effect because they could actually have like any environment they wanted, but the actors would be kind of lighted like they were in that environment, because that is one of the big challenges, of course, when you're doing green key, is that you have a big green screen and you have to kind of imagine the world being on there afterwards. It's being put on afterwards. So for the actors, it's kind of extra difficult. But on top of that, you need to make sure that the lighting kind of corresponds with everything that's going to be on that screen.
Yeah.
So that's kind of interesting. And they used special cameras to kind of make the environment move along with that. So that was a neat little trick that they did. And it made some really beautiful environments indeed. By the way, the little guy was played by Nick Nolte, and he's called Cool. Cool?
Cool.
Well, no, it's Cool.
Cool.
All right. I'm just going to stop discussing it with you because
Kiel.
I know you're just going to keep saying that.
Yeah, I loved him.
Yeah, he was kind of a fun figure. Just like this little stubborn man that
but
was well,
I
stubborn,
liked,
decisive.
Yeah, I really liked what's her name? Ugh, don't say it. I have to know it.
Oh, you.
I also liked the forge woman. The one that makes the armor.
Yeah.
I don't know her name. I can't remember. Mm-hmm. But I also like Bo-Katan.
Yeah.
I like her helmet and everything.
She's going to get a spin-off, I think.
Oh, yeah. Love her.
I just Googled it and he did say, I have spoken.
That's what you said, right?
I don't remember.
Yeah,
I think so. That's how well my memory works.
We have short-term memory, both of us, so yeah.
We're missing the short-term memory. Yeah, can't
do we have guts? Do we still have guts?
I think so.
Mm-mm, I hope so.
Well, I've put out cat food, so
yeah,
if it's
we
gone,
just put the food, yeah.
If it's gone, we know we'll have a cat. But to move forward on The Mandalorian, there was something I wanted to say about this series. Oh, for me personally, that was kind of interesting because I grew up watching the movies. Nobody forced me to watch them. Well, not really. I mean, I've told this story before, but when I was a kid, my dad was a cop. He had a colleague. We went to visit him, and he just kind of put us in front of the TV, me and my brother, and put on Star Wars. That was it. And that was the first time I watched it. And I was immediately mesmerized by everything that was going on because it was so interesting. And so even with the puppets, like
But I was a little bit older, but I do have to say I saw the movies, but because my mom and my brother used to watch them. And they really enjoy them. My dad was a Trekkie. He was always watching Star Trek. And I thought that was boring. And Star Wars was just weird with the puppets.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I couldn't get over the puppets. They were all so weird.
Well, for me, it wasn't that much of an issue, the puppets. But especially because that was, well, back in the day, that was the way they did stuff. So... But then we kind of met Boba Fett. Oh, no, it was his father. Not Boba Fett. It was
his father.
Yeah. Was it Boba? No, it was Boba Fett that we met. Jesus, I'm kind of...
No. It was his father who got...
No. In the later movies, it was his father that kind of was the inspiration or that gifted the DNA for the clone army. Yeah.
Yeah.
But it was Boba Fett that ended up in the Sarlacc pit and that...
Of course. Yeah, yeah. Because we saw... We also saw Boba Fett.
Exactly. He was basically the first Mandalorian that we got to see, for as far as I remember, at least.
And I didn't realize that he was a Mando.
Yeah.
Like, up until...
The moment that...
Yeah, that you know that he's a Mando because he has the helmet.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't know that.
Yeah. And
I didn't know about Mandalorian in general.
There was a lot of stories going around, a lot of lore going around about who they were. And I never really dove into the books. I never really read the comics. But, you kind of hear things left and right. And I was always kind of interested to learn more about it. So when The Mandalorian, the series actually started, it was kind of interesting to see all that story that I have heard and seen kind of, well, being explained, because I learned a lot from that series.
Yeah, from all the series for me. Mm.
So The Mandalorian for you is your favorite of all the Star Wars series? Because we've seen a few
from
now.
All the series, that's my favorite.
Yeah.
By far.
By far, really?
Yeah, by far.
I mean, there are a few that I would highlight. I think in the end, I've said it in the video too, like my top three would be The Mandalorian, the Obi-Wan series, which Lola was part of. But we're watching Andor right now. And I mean, The Mandalorian is maybe because of like the big finale and a lot of stuff that happened and the relationship with him and Grogu might be number one, but not like a huge leap. I mean, I think Andor has its own merit. It's kind of interesting.
For me, it's different. I think first one is Mando, then it's Boba Fett. And then, I'm really enjoying Andor, but we haven't seen everything yet. So, yeah, I would go for Kenobi.
Why do you put Boba Fett over Kenobi?
This is like talking to a therapist. Yeah. So why do you prefer?
Yeah. I'm going to hand you the conclusion of everything at the end of this podcast. I'm going to tell you.
Yeah, maybe you should just tell me, like, I think you like it because you had some problems or you're having some problems with the Force. Help me.
Come on.
No. I think because I got to know him and The Mandalorian, and also it's so stupid because Mando appears in the series. And I also like his sidekick. She's cool. Yeah. But I also forgot the name. I'm very bad at names.
Mm-hmm. I like the series, but I'm really sticking with my top three. I mean, the Obi-Wan for obvious reasons, because he's one of the main characters of the old movies. Then he came back as a younger version of himself in the movies that were shown around the 90s, 2000s. And in between those, like you have 1, 2, 3, and in between 3 and 4, there's like a huge gap of what happened to him. What actually after everything kind of fell apart, where did he go to? You knew that he was involved with the twins, that he kind of made sure that the twins were safe. And we kind of knew from the old movies that he was on the same planet as Luke was. But what has he been doing? And it kind of gave me a different perspective on everything. There are, of course, some things that you can ask questions about. Like in the start of the movie, he doesn't really act like he knows who Luke is, but maybe he did that on purpose to kind of keep him distant. Maybe that is something that we'll learn in a future season of Obi-Wan. But for that reason, I kind of liked that one. And I think it was just, in general, kind of a nice twist, a nice story. But with Andor, I feel like it's the first time that I've seen them do anything in Star Wars that is this dark, that is this grim, that has this... I've said it in the video, I said it kind of feels like they're combining Fallout with Star Wars. They're doing a lot of world building. They're putting in a lot of things that we had not thought about, kind of things that we didn't know. They put an interesting twist to the whole rebellion, how it started, like the whole political versus the people. They're just kind of fed up with everything that are organizing. The transition between, the whole moment where the Republic kind of falls apart, becomes the Empire, and the rebellion kind of starts, which is an interesting period that we never kind of learned about. And now we get this like really dark, grim look at it. Like all of the objects that they kind of show off, like every of these series has had that little drone or that little figure that they make merchandise out of. Like in The Mandalorian, it's Grogu. We have Lola. And in this one, you have, what is his name again? Oh, I've said it.
Like, it's one that stays with the lady then.
That stutters. It's like the first drone that I've ever seen have a stutter to it, which is kind of a nice twist. I mean, there's a lot of kids and people out there that stutter. You don't see a lot of people stuttering in movies and whatnot.
Yeah.
Often people that are incapable of doing what they need to do and stuff like that. And in this case, it's the drone, which is kind of interesting. But they all have that little robot in there that kind of has that merch value to it. And I kind of like this one. It feels like the way he's built, the way he reacts, the way he kind of talks, like everything about that little droid is not of the same cuteness level as BB-8 or a Lola or Grogu for that matter.
You can feel that he's older and wiser and has been through a lot.
Mm.
Like, or he knows a lot. He's smart. He might look...
Well, it's a robot, so it's kind of hard to say to if they're
because
smart
of the stutter, they make him look like he's a little bit disabled or something, or that there's something wrong with him. But I think he's very smart.
Yeah, I think like I said, it's kind of difficult to talk about smart, but I think I know what you mean. He feels very human almost for a robot.
Yeah, and he knows a lot of things.
Yeah. He can read people in a way that R2-D2, C-3PO, any of the droids that we have seen up till now in this series, they're all kind of functional. They all have like C-3PO is the one that does most of the talking, like when it comes to all the drones.
Yeah, he can't stop talking.
He can't stop talking at all. But he has this kind of awkwardness to him. Like he is...
the way he walks. And
everything,
talks.
The way he talks, everything he does is kind of like he's like a freshly born, very unaware of how things work, except for what he's good at, and that's basically protocol. And all the other stuff, he's kind of, ooh, whoa, whoa, ooh, ooh. That's basically about every two sentences, that's the sound he makes. And then you have R2-D2, who is a little, or is savvy, I guess, like, but he doesn't talk. He's like beep boop beep boop beep boop.
Yeah, but there's also a kind of bond to the two of them. Like you see them together a lot.
Yeah. They've been through a lot together. They are a pair, and I don't think like any moment in the movies or whatever in the lore that they're not together is a. I think the little drone is called something with emo, which is I think a kind of a
emo.
Emo, yeah, which. Now I come to think of it.
Should we play a G minor now?
We're not playing anything. his name is B2 Emo.
B2.
B2 Emo, yeah. He calls him B2, but it's B2 Emo, which kind of actually
emotional.
Connects to what I was saying, that he has a good, he has a capacity to read emotions. Yeah, Hilda just pulled. I'm just.
I didn't pull. It just fell.
She's suddenly. We're sitting at the desk, which is like an electrical desk that you can lift, and she just made the weirdest face. And she kind of awkwardly, kind of started showing me an adapter that she accidentally kind of wiggled.
Yeah, suddenly I felt something like on my knee, like. What's this? I felt, oh no, the adapter that I screw up things, but it's just, I think it's from the table.
Yeah, the desk can no longer
move.
Yeah,
but there. I told you that it's a bad place.
Okay, because of the force?
Don't do...
Oh, come on. But yeah, I like B2 Emo. I'm kind of interested to see what they're going to do. Because like you said, by the time that we're recording this episode, I think there's two or three more episodes of Andor that we need to watch.
Yeah, I don't know. We were talking about it.
Like, yeah, I don't remember how many. So. I think it is two or three more episodes. And up till now, I really enjoyed the story. There's a lot of things happening, actually, because I'm not going to spoil anything, but... He has been around. He has gone through a lot. There have been a lot of characters that they have put in there. Characters that we know from the old movies. Like the Senator Lady is someone that also appears in the movies.
Mm, yeah.
But this is a younger version of her. what we've seen Andor himself in Rogue One. He was one of the lead characters in Rogue One. So it kind of brings together a lot of people that we have heard about, that we have seen before, but also that are completely new. It kind of enriches the universe in a major way. And I'm kind of curious to see where it is going to end, because at this point, there is one plot line that we can think of that is going to be further developed in these last few episodes, which is a very personal, I'm not going to spoil anything, but very personal to him. Because up till now, most of it has just been him kind of, well, being part of the start of the resistance. But there's also a personal plot line. I think that's going to be the rest of the episodes. But also, like, what are you going to do in the future? Not only with him, but I wonder if they're going to do more of these kinds of series that are a little less Star Wars-y.
Yeah. And I wonder if Mando is going to appear
at some point. Completely different timeline.
I know.
Like, it would be extremely weird.
A baby Mando.
Yeah. I think at this point, although I'm thinking, no, I think the times don't kind of match up. I would have to kind of, because it's kind of complicated. Mando.
I think it's older. I think Andor is older than Mando.
Andor is happening before. It's actually when Luke is still pretty young. It is before the first of the old movies. Basically, mm-hmm. when Luke kind of starts traveling and kind of joins the resistance. And at that point, I don't know what Mando is doing, but Mando happens when Luke is basically already past, basically between movie 3 and 4.
Yeah. That's when it's happening. We know that.
Yeah, we know that for a fact. We've gotten proof of that.
Yeah. Decry.
That was an emotional moment, yeah. But I think for a lot of people, for different reasons. It was, for me personally...
I also cry.
Yeah. Well, it's not difficult for you to cry, but...
Yeah, but still...
Yeah, it was an emotional moment.
Yeah. Yeah, I think for you, it was more emotional because you're such a big Star Wars fan.
Yeah, but above all, especially because it kind of brought back a character that that was basically... someone that was how do you say that a prominent role of pop culture when I was a young boy. Really felt like I was kind of going back to my past, you know what I mean? It kind of brought back someone that I held dear in a way when I was watching those movies.
Yeah, especially in the way he looked like. Yeah, it was very well done. Like, I know people are very
critical. Yeah.
Yeah, some people are critical. They are very divided, and it was good or bad. But I thought it was very good, well done, and
it was
good.
Yeah, no, there were people that did other reworks of him, and that did it themselves. But I mean, that's the thing. That's technology. That is looks. Screw it. It's about the story. It's about that feeling that you have. It's about the way you kind of the emotions that you get by watching it. I'm someone that is very focused on the visual. I'm a graphic designer by trade, so everything kind of needs to look... I will judge anything by the way it looks,
mm-hmm.
not in a wrong way. That kind of sounds really wrong. Like,
he judged me all the time.
Like, so superficial. But I mean, no. Like, something that is beautiful, that is well lit, or that has an art style that is interesting will kind of draw me in.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, welcome. But I'm even more inclined to kind of look at the story and the emotions that come with it. Because for me, the way it looks kind of triggers emotions, and it's all about the emotions. And I don't care how his face was animated and how close he looked. It was just at that moment, you saw that figure that had grown up almost together with you and then was standing there. It was just an emotional moment.
Yeah, and also, even if you don't know him, mm-hmm. it was an emotional moment because of Grogu.
The build-up was just, everybody was just waiting. Is it going to be him? Is it not going to be him? The people that haven't watched it are completely not going to understand what we're talking about.
Yeah. But I think everybody, but also like the the goodbye, like that was also emotional. So that was even emotional. If you don't know Luke Skywalker, it was still emotional.
Yeah. I was avoiding to say the name, but you just kind of went, okay, let me just throw it out
there. We can say Luke Skywalker. We're talking Star Wars.
Yeah, I mean, but yeah. I'm trying to be careful, but you have a point. By now, everybody should have seen it. They should have watched it.
Should I say it could also be Leia? Or maybe...
Yeah, you need to do the gesture with your hand if you want to fool people. Just not plainly say. Oh, it could have been Leia. That is not.
I have to do the gesture. People can see me. Yeah, gesture.
Gesture.
Gesture?
Yeah, but it doesn't matter. It's about the force. It's not about the gesture.
Okay, so I can...
That's the way you summon the force, like in Harry Potter. You use the wand. And you...
Harry Potter?
Peter Parker.
Peter Parker? That's the only...
Yeah, the only two English words we know.
Yeah, that sounds kind of English.
Fancy.
Cup of tea? No, that didn't work. You see? That doesn't work.
Carp of tea.
A cup of tea.
A cup of tea. That was basically
do
a fish.
Run around a cup of tea. Maybe I should change my voice. It sounds a little bit more English.
I think no. This. I'm going to look at the stats of the podcast and I'm going to see a huge drop off at this moment.
Oh, let's see, my darlings. I don't know what they say. I looked at the...
You're trying to sound like Mrs.
I'm not
going to
talk... Yeah. You knew what I was going to say. I said, I'm not going to talk about this show because it's...
It's not Star Wars related.
Lady of the House speaking.
Okay. Anyways, let's get back to Star Wars. I like Andor. I'm kind of curious what they're going to do next. What is going to be in Star Wars? What are going to be the stories that they...
What do you think
that's
going to happen?
I mean...
Do you have a prediction?
No, not really. Because in the end, they are doing a lot of stuff that they based of what is canon according to the books and the comics and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
I know, like the Darksaber.
Oh, yeah.
That is something that is definitely going to get another... I mean, it is tied into The Mandalorian. It kind of... gives them.
Yeah.
And there's going to be spin-offs.
Bo-Katan wants it back.
And the Twi'leks lady, she's from Clone Wars. And I have a difficult time remembering her name because I never watched Clone Wars, which a lot of people are kind of calling me a dumbass for not
but
watching
We started watching it.
I think we... Did we start to... I know we
I
started...
Think we,
the,
yeah,
the,
I think we... The, or the, was it another one?
Was I think we started watching the Blah Blah Bunch, the
The rebel.
No, basically the stormtroopers, the clones that were kind of they had mistakes to them.
But they were like some kind of rebels because they had mistakes, right?
Yeah, they didn't behave as intended.
Yeah.
But anyways, yeah, Clone Wars is a series that a lot of people have told me I need to watch. The thing is, with these animated series, the same with the I can't think of the name. Jesus, I need to change the name of this podcast in general, not to Geek and Plunder, but to I can't remember the name.
Yeah, or maybe people guess the name.
Yeah, maybe we make a game out of it.
Yeah. We should always do a quiz like the person who makes weapons for the Mando.
You basically...
Her name is...
A description and people
dot,
have to...
Dot, dot.
People have to yell out the what they think.
Yeah, we can't hear, but use the force. Maybe we will. Don't kill me. Kill me.
When I hear you making choking noises, I will know. Oh, I think someone is sending their answer.
Yeah.
That sounds like someone is trying to reach us. That was the one. I don't know. Like the animated series, they never really captured me in the same way as anything live action did for Star Wars. I think it's because I don't really like the graphical style. I don't know. It looks interesting, but it never really worked for me. I missed some of the lore and the characters, like Ashoka, I think it is. The Twi'leks lady, the one with the... That, to kind of go back to the story, that tells Mando that she can't help Grogu. And then she ends up
with the little robots, with the three little robots.
No,
I love her.
The three, like, you know, there's the ones with the sausage hair.
The Jedi.
Yeah, she's a Jedi. She is.
Yeah. You should have said the Jedi. I would have remembered. I was thinking about the engineer with the three robots.
Oh, yeah, she is funny.
Yeah, the robots are funny.
But I know they're doing a spin-off with her too. So that is going to happen.
It's cool.
Yeah. So there's definitely going to be some interesting things. But like I said, they're kind of all based off what happened in Clone Wars or in the movie, in the books or in the comics, or at least what is considered canon right now. So I've not been following that. I just kept it to the movies and the series that we're seeing now. So I'm a Star Wars fan that is very selective on what he watches.
The
thing is, like, there was so much stuff they put out in the last 20 years that afterwards was kind of rejected, like, oh, that's not canon, that is that doesn't matter, it's not really part of the story, it's a reimagination of blah 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 blah. You were going to say something.
I was just thinking about Boba Fett, with the whole tribe that, like, adopts him or helps him.
Mm-hmm.
The whole part of that, I really love that part. But I still hope to know more about what happened exactly to the tribe. They give us an assumption of what happened to them, but I'm wondering if, like, the kid is still alive or. So I hope maybe there's a sequel to Boba Fett.
Yeah, I think the sequel to Boba Fett will be a season of The Mandalorian or something. I think he will kind of...
Oh, yeah, that would be cool. Yeah.
Because if you look at Boba Fett is actually The Mandalorian season 2.5.
Yeah. Yeah, and also interesting that he heals in the way that Darth Vader heals himself in the water.
Yeah, that's
And then
that's
he gets the flashbacks.
Yeah, those tanks are quite, I think, common within the universe.
Yeah.
I don't think they're that easy to get, but... Well, we've seen in Andor that not everybody gets them and that sometimes they need to do it old school. And it doesn't always work out.
Oh, yeah. Mm.
But yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing those last episodes. Maybe I should check out the Clone Wars. And I definitely want to just kind of... go back to all the movies, because it's been a while since I watched all of them, actually, even the newer ones. When was the last one released? It's been a few years now too.
Yeah, it's been a few years. Yeah. It's the one that Leia dies. That was the last one, right?
Yep.
And then the actress really died.
Well, she died before.
Yeah, she died before. That was a very sad moment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's kind of sad to see all these people that you saw in the movies kind of fade away. Because I used to watch them as a kid. It makes me feel
old.
Old, yeah. I mean, some of them are still around. Some that didn't really, how do you say that? I'm trying to stay kind of...
polite?
Polite here, yeah. Because...
That weren't Fisher. That old, or
no. Carrie Fisher was known to kind of she lived her life according to what we've heard. Like, I mean, she really.
I don't know.
She took advantage of everything that life can offer, and
advantage.
Sorry,
you're trying to be respectful, and then she was taking advantage of everything in life.
Yeah, she was living her life. I mean, she had issues with.
She was enjoying life.
She was
to
enjoying
the fullest.
Her. Yeah, sometimes a little too much for her own health. I mean,
but yeah,
she went out with a bang, I guess. If you can still kind of reprise the role that you've been, that kind of gave you your everything that you got in life.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's an exaggeration. I mean, but basically kind of put it on the map when it comes to entertainment. To reprise that role in such a meaningful way is actually a beautiful way to kind of close down a chapter, in her case, all the chapters.
Yeah.
I recently heard that the actor that did the voice for Darth Vader is still alive. I don't want to be overdramatic here, but he will no longer be doing the voice for James Earl Jones. Will no longer be doing the voice for Darth Vader. It's going to be AI now that is going to do it, which is kind of weird to hear that.
AI, yeah.
Because that basically we can not only can we replace people with AI now, but we're also going to replace their voices. And yeah, he's getting old too. She's slowly. Mark Hamill is still alive and kicking, and he will still be kicking. I think that's one of those people that will grow to 100 or something, just like William Shatner.
Let's hope so.
I hope so too.
Yeah, we don't know, but I'm very happy to see him in the movies.
Yeah, and a lot of voice work.
To see him back, it was just like when he was standing there on top of that mountain. And to see him, it was also a very emotional moment. Like, oh my God, it's him. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We knew it was going to happen. Like with The Mandalorian, it was still kind of a rumor.
I didn't realize.
It was a rumor. But at that point in that movie, we knew he was going to pop up. It was confirmed.
Okay. I didn't follow. For me, it was a surprise. So it was like, oh my God, mm-hmm. It's him.
Yeah. Yeah. And he's just on a personal, I mean, you have his character that he plays, but just the actor himself is, like, he has contributed so much to pop culture. He has done so much voice work. Just his presence on social media is a pleasure to watch him do his thing.
Yeah, and it looks like he's really enjoying it. Like
the fandom, the famedom? Like, yeah.
The fandom, yeah. I think at some point maybe it can get a little bit too much, but now creepy. He's back and... Yeah. I feel like he's really enjoying it, like the old days, or maybe, yeah, I don't know.
I think he's very a very smart man and that knows how to kind of place these things. He knows, I mean, that's hard to tell if you don't know him personally, I guess. But he always kind of came over, like for me, he always kind of looked like the person that had everything kind of sorted and that knew where to place these things. Like the fact that he was famous was never going to his head because he knew it was could be over in an instant.
He always seemed very private
and humble in everything that he did.
Yeah, but now he's coming out more. Like it's like he's more out there, more and enjoying it more.
Yeah, might be. I know he's always been working, but like I said, he did more like voice work for animated series and games and whatnot than anything else, and the occasional movie.
Yeah, maybe because I think when you have like a role like Luke Skywalker, such a big role, it's very hard to play another character. We've seen it for a lot of actors, like Harry Potter. He did play some very weird roles. But he's doing great actually, but I think it's hard, like after so many years playing a character.
Everybody keeps seeing Luke Skywalker in whatever he plays.
I don't see Harry as Harry anymore. Like he did it.
I think you need to do a lot of weird movies to kind of detach yourself from that role.
It takes a lot of work and a
lot of weird stuff to do.
Yeah, he did very weird stuff. If you ever want to see a weird movie, you have to look at the movie with Daniel Radcliffe playing Swift Army Human Knife something.
I have no idea.
Yeah, it's the weirdest movie ever.
I know you're kind of fond of looking at obscure stuff on Netflix.
No, it was not on Netflix. It was just on TV. And I was curious and it was interesting and funny and very weird. And it was weird to see him play that role, but it also felt like I didn't feel like it's Harry Potter. It's Harry Potter.
I wish this was a video
because
podcast
it was
so people
so
could
weird.
See you do the thing with your shoulders when you're saying Harry Potter. Harry Potter.
Harry Potter. Yeah, I'm acting like the school witch. Like,
did you hear the bad news about Harry Potter?
About the movie or the actor?
The actor, not about Daniel Radcliffe, but the actor that played Hagrid has passed away this week.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, also like, yeah, and The Robbie. Other one,
Robbie Coltrane,
the actress from Murder, She Wrote.
Yeah, she died too this week.
Yeah.
Which is a little farther away from geeky stuff. But yeah, that was something that was definitely when I was a kid that was on television a lot, Murder, She Wrote. But yeah,
Hagrid was, yeah.
And I remember we watched the...
Yeah, the show.
Yeah, the reunion show together.
Yeah, and he was there.
He was there, but you could see that he was not feeling well.
I didn't notice. I didn't really notice. I just thought he was getting older. And
yeah, he's always kind of been, had this kind of shiny outlook. I don't know what the look in his eyes has always been kind of joyful, and
yeah,
he had always had this look and this glimmer in his eyes that always like, this is episode 3, it's going to get better and better, but we're going to make occasional mistakes.
It's getting better or worse? I'm not sure.
I definitely think it's getting better.
Yeah
But he had this glimmer in his eyes, and like during that thing he was like saying goodbye. A lot of the stuff he said.
Ah, yeah. It was very emotional. I remember everything he said was very emotional.
And he said at some point, like, I might not be here, but Hagrid will.
Oh, don't say that.
Yeah, I know. But that kind of shows that he was not feeling well at that point. It was a beautiful role. Well, we're going to miss him. All right. On this sad note, I'm going to... call it a net. We're done talking today about Star Wars and, all geeky stuff. Hilde, where can people find you on the internets?
They can find me on Instagram, tyrannosaurushilke.
All right.
If she ever tweets... big hand.
Yeah, big hand, no way. If she posts anything on Instagram saying that she was force choked, don't believe her. I can't do that. And I would... No! Stop it!
No, he's not doing it. He's not doing it. I swear to God.
I think people are starting to realize that I'm the one that needs help in this situation.
Yeah, from a psychiatrist.
Right. You can find me as DavesyStevie on Instagram, Twitter, TikTok. And make sure to follow Geek and Plunder. Go check out the video that I made for Lola. It's both on TikTok, there's a version. A short version, and you can find the longer version on YouTube.
It's so cute. Can I say something?
No. This is not how a podcast works. You can't just say something.
No. There's one thing I want to say. Doesn't she look like a Pokeball?
Like a squished Pokeball.
Yeah, she looks like a Pokeball. Yeah, I just realized when you made I already saw her and everything. And I saw her in a movie. But then when you were making the video? The video of Geek on Plunder, and I watched it. I was thinking, like, she looks like a Pokeball.
Yeah, I'm not too fond about the legs.
Flat one.
I'm not too fond about the legs either, but that's something that they have with all these droids in Overwatch and Star Wars. Jesus Christ. I've been talking way too much about Overwatch lately. If you run the Omnic post. But like the legs are always so chunky, so weird. Like you have a little.
I don't like the meter.
An orb shape, and then it has these weird legs.
And I never saw her walking. She always floated.
I think there are some instances that she's walking, that she's standing, not like walking towards something, but like standing on the shoulder or something.
Really?
I don't remember.
Yeah.
I don't pay attention to details.
She will be hovering.
Yeah. But that was it for today. I hope you guys enjoyed the episode. If you did, make sure to subscribe to the podcast on whatever platform that you're listening. And we'll be back with a new episode of the podcast. I'm doing a good job. What was coming out of your nostrils?
It's boogers.
Boogers, all right. We'll be back with a new episode of the podcast in about 2 weeks. And that's going to be right after Halloween or around Halloween.
Oh, maybe you should do something creepy or talk about horror movies.
I think today was creepy enough. But yeah, that's going to be actually the Sunday before Halloween.
Yeah, that was creepy for me.
All right. Guys, thank you very much for listening. Take care of yourself. We'll see you in 2 weeks. Bye-bye.